hit this one, Miles.
You are listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.
Hello and welcome to my show, The Business Called Cricket. It is a show where we talk about the game, its business and its characters. I am your host, Rika Roy, a deputy editor with NDTV. While not broadcasting news, I explore this space to try and bring to you some of game's best voices. My guest today is a man who has played 13 tests and 125 one-days for India. He is known as a limited over specialist. Now, if you are a cricket nut, you will remember him from India's fairy tale finish in the 2002 NatWest final, where he won the man of the match. These days, he plies his trade with the Delhi Capitals IPL team as an assistant coach. Welcome to my show, Mohammed Kaif. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Rika. Thanks for having me.
Kaif, your former captain, Sourav Ganguly, had told me once in an interview that he has become busier since his retirement. Has it happened to you as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, once you play, you keep traveling, you have less responsibility. Of course, you have to go out there and play for India. There's different pressure. But once you're married, once you have kids, and then keeping it balanced, that probably the sports person is not used to it. So all we knew was traveling and playing out there in the field. But balancing act probably we learned after marriage.
What about after retirement? The life becomes even more difficult and life becomes even more hectic?
It has been hectic because I do commentary and I'm the coach for Delhi Capitals. So, yeah, it's kind of busy. My wife says, you know, after retirement, I have told her that once I retire, I'll dedicate all my time with you and my family. And it's not turning out to be the same because, you know, I've been traveling and keeping away from family. So it's hectic, yes.
I know. And but what about these 5 months of lockdown? How has that period been with the family? Has it been a tough period, learning times? How have things been?
I think Corona has taught a life skill, to be honest. Just being at home with family, with my kids, help my wife out a little bit here and there, play with kids, you know, which I have not done throughout my career. And since I've got son who's 8 years old and daughter who's 3, they need my attention, my time, even though they're staying home, not going to school, everything is happening from home now. So, yeah, I mean, we discovered we can be really close friends, play together. And we have great bonding now. So I would like to thank Corona in one way, saying, you know, just staying at home and got really closer to my family.
Well, just talking about the family, I'll have to ask you one more question. You left your family behind in Noida, and I saw on Twitter that very sweet message that you posted with the message from your son Kabir, where you said that IPL is the most difficult tournament indeed, but leaving these spaces will be even more difficult. Are you already thinking about those 82 days in quarantine?
I've been in the room since I arrived here, and you know, I'm missing them so much. You know, we got used to spending time together, playing together, drawing together, pillow fights, everything. We have discovered something very special during this lockdown. But like I said, you know, now you have to move on and probably focus on IPL. That's my job right now.
And you've already undergone 3 COVID tests, 3 rounds of tests, more to go when you land in Dubai. How did all that go? How are you feeling after the test? It is very unusual to kind of go into a tournament having done tests like this.
Yeah, first time when I did that, it was difficult, especially the nose part. Nose part was very difficult. You know, I was feeling a bit sore. But second time, it became a little easier. Third time was, you know, I was quite comfortable, to be honest, which was day 4 yesterday. But yes, I mean, it's very different circumstances, you know, all the players and staff and coaches, even the fans, you know, they're keen to, you know, watch us play. Yes, it's been difficult for everyone. Every single one has been struggling so far.
Very, very unusual times. I mean, for about a year before the pandemic, everyone has been talking about cricket fatigue because of the amount of cricket that was being played. But now everyone seems to be craving for more. Did you at some point during these 5 months feel the withdrawal because there was no cricket?
I was playing, to be honest. I was playing in Mumbai when first case happened in India. That was in Maharashtra. I was playing this road safety tournament with Sachin and Yuvraj Singh, Sehwag, Zahir Khan. So we were in Mumbai playing the retired tournament for road safety. And then we got to know that this has happened and we have to postpone the tournament and go back to your cities. So I came back and been locked down for almost 4 or 5 months. People miss that. I miss my traveling. I miss my, spend time with my players. Because I'm the coach now, I do commentary. So yeah, I miss all that. I've come here. So let's see how that happens with the Delhi Capitals and the IPL.
Now that you have, got together with the team, what is the most discussed topic? Are you discussing cricket or are you discussing COVID? Because you're still not in action mode. It's still getting into that mode. So right now, what are the discussions like?
No, so right now, being a coach, our primary role at the moment to tell the boys, look after themselves and follow all the guidelines and rule. Sometimes, you think, oh, it will not happen to me. So we have to be very, very careful right now. Our job is to make sure all the tests we are doing should come negative. And once we get to Dubai and spend a couple of weeks for practice and all. But right now, like you said correctly, we are really focusing on looking after ourselves and just quarantine and stay in the room and look after ourselves.
Kaif, you have massive India stars in your side like Ravi Ashwin, Rahane, Dhawan, and then youngsters like Prithvi Shaw, Rishabh Pant, and then a very talented bunch of individual players. As a coach, would you say it's more important for you to keep their focus away from COVID and on the game? Would you say that pretty much will be a big challenge for them to focus on the game and not have thoughts about COVID and the raging pandemic?
Yeah, right now it's difficult. But probably after a couple of days, once we get to the ground and start practicing, we would like to switch on. But right now, we've just been talking on the phone, discussing how the body is feeling, how they want to go ahead in the practice. So just trying to make some notes and all, understand once we actually go for practice, what is required to be done. That's our job right now.
You are one of those players that India has seen who's very fit and who's multi-skilled, who perhaps could have also played another sport if you wish to. Getting into the domain of coaches, are you in touch with any of the football coaches or the cricket coaches who've already resumed work in a bubble and tried to understand from them how does resuming cricket or football in a bubble mean?
Yeah, we have not tried that before, but now, of course, we see on TV cricket has been played and football has been played. So that's a big encouragement. But this is a different tournament. IPL is going to be very hectic. So many matches every second day. And so many people, one team, probably they carry 50 people, including staff and everyone. So it's actually so many people in just one city. So it's a different tournament. But yeah, we are looking forward to it. I do lots of reading. I read what people are talking about. Reading the BCCI guidelines also and letting the boys know is very important, because sometimes you read and don't spread the message. But we do that. We are doing that. We're talking to boys and letting them know what is required at the moment.
Kaif, we have seen cricket resume in a bubble in England with the England versus West Indies series. Now, Jason Holder, after the series was over, spoke about the stress of being in a bubble that long. Would you say that is one of the things, being a coach, that you will have to keep in mind while interacting with these boys as to the amount of stress isolation can generate?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm feeling it in one day, just being in the room.
Right.
I'm feeling so tense and it's not easy. We are not meant to be just, locked down in one room and spend alone time. We're not used to it, being a sports person. And no one is, I'm sure. In your business, nobody is like to just be locked down in one room. But yeah, it can be depressing. Our role is to make sure the boys are, you know, enjoying the group in the hotel, probably in Dubai. We are trying to have some area where they can go and spend some time. Maybe the games area, swimming pool will be open, gym will be open for us. So probably we need to make sure players are actually out there enjoying themselves in the bubble, not going out, but yeah, in the bubble. Whatever is it need to be provided and make sure they are in a good space, we'll do that.
So in order to mitigate this, do you have a mental conditioning coach or a mental trainer in the Delhi Capitals side working with you?
Yeah, we have people on board. And once we get to Dubai and after quarantine, I'm sure we're going to be spending time and having lots of meetings and how to plan for this tournament and especially being in the bubble. So, yeah, we have people who are working with the boys from the last year also. We have people on board, yes.
Kev, we still don't have any clarity on whether fans or how many fans will be allowed in the stadium. Would you say that one of the reasons that IPL became a hit because of its fans is going to be missing given the amount of energy that they give to the players inside the stadium? Because a lot of the last over finishes, we've seen the energy is drawn from the crowds.
Oh, yes. You know, one of the reason this has become a big product in all over the world because of the fans. You know, fans come and we see the emotions, we see the loud noise, the flags and everything on the ground. The buzz is, you know, totally different. Yeah, that's one part probably we will be missing in this IPL. But hopefully after a couple of weeks, everything goes well. We might see some kind of crowd. People are talking about coming and watching the game. But of course, following the guidelines, social distancing and all. But yes, like you said, you know, it's going to be a big miss this time playing the match without the fans. So once we play Ranji and all, we are used to it. Players probably okay. are used to it. Ranji in domestic, you know, we see no crowd coming and watching the game.
Right.
But IPL is, you know, IPL is all about fun and probably, experience, entertainment for the crowd. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll miss all that.
What I was thinking while I was planning your interview, that you've been such a big star on the cricket field while you were playing. Now, you are managing a bunch of international stars. How is it different, really, from having been a star in your star player in your time to being a star player now? Has social media made it different? Or what do you think about it?
Social media has made a big difference, definitely. So everything has its pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. But as a coach now, when you meet a young player, we of course try to tell them what is required and how you should be handling yourself. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, you have to find balance. We just cannot put your own thought in their head and say, okay, you need to be following. You know, as a coach, you have to understand their mindset, mm-hmm. their upbringing, their culture. When we were growing up, there was no phone, no social media. It was probably a bit more chilled out. But now so much information is out there. You tend to get confused and sometimes it's hard to make decisions. So that's why we are there with the young boys and making sure everything fall on track.
Is that what a coach meant to do these days more, as in be your mentor and a big brother rather than working on their skills because the times are different?
That's been my mantra. You know, that's been my mantra. You have to be friendly at times. There is no fixed rule. Depending on the situation, you have to react, you know. But we try to be like, you know, be funny at times, be serious at times. You know, when we go to the ground, we're going to be really pushing hard all the coaches and making sure players are giving their best. So, yeah, it's a combination of everything.
Well, you know, your contemporary, Yuvraj Singh, said in an interview that the difference between your generation of players and this generation of players is perhaps, you know, the respect is missing. Sachin Tendulkar, dressing room mein hote the, toh kisi ki himmat nahi hoti thi baat karne ka. So, that kind of a respect is missing. While, you know, that is one side of the story, the other side is what kind of a respect do the seniors command now? would you like to, you know, talk about it, the respect part of it, and what is expected of the seniors, the juniors? Do the seniors get it?
नहीं, रिस्पेक्ट तो देखिए आपको एक्शन से आता है. आप जिस तरह से, इफ यू आर लीडर, इफ यू आर कोच एंड इफ यू डूइंग अ गुड जॉब एंड प्लेयर, उसको लगता है कि हाँ नहीं, ये जो चीजें बता रहे हैं, कर रहे हैं, नो एक्शन से भी कभी कभी बहुत फर्क पड़ता है. यू कमांड रिस्पेक्ट फ्रॉम योर एक्शंस. यू नो आई फॉलो दैट रूल. यू नो व्हेन आई एम आउट देयर एज अ कोच, आई ट्राई टू गिव माई बेस्ट शॉट एंड हेल्प द प्लेयर्स आउट. और वो तो डिफरेंस रहेगा ही. अब हम लोग जब थे तो ऑफकोर्स आई सी सचिन, आई सी द्रविड, कुंबले एज अ रोल मॉडल, बिकॉज यू नो सीइंग देम ऑन टीवी एंड हैविंग टू प्ले विद देम, वी ऑलवेज हैड दैट. वो जो गैप होता है ना, हमेशा था कि सीनियर हैं, थोड़ा सा हम लोग इतना उनसे ज्यादा घुलते मिलते नहीं थे. पर टाइम या हाँ, थोड़ा सा घुलते मिलते नहीं, थोड़ा डर था वो कि यार ये सीनियर है. पर वो रेस्पेक्ट है, वो मेरी तरफ से रिस्पेक्ट है उनको. और अभी मेरा तो मानना है कि मैं एज अ कोच और सीनियर चाहता हूँ कि प्लेयर यू नो ज्यादा मिक्सअप रहे, थोड़ा स्पेंड टाइम साथ में करें और एंजॉय करें जर्नी, जो आईपीएल जर्नी होने वाली वो एंजॉय करें.
Kaif, it is not just you know handling star players, but you also work with a certain Ricky Ponting, who's been a huge star in his time as a player, as a captain. How is it like dividing the duties with him? And you know, how do you make sure that you are not stepping into his domain and he's not stepping into yours?
No, Ricky Ponting is a leader. He's a head coach, and हम तो support staff की तरह से अपने आप को देखते हैं. और जो हमारे जो इनपुट्स होते हैं, वी ऑफ कोर्स ट्राई टू मेक श्योर कि वी आर शेयरिंग द एक्सपीरियंसेस विद हिम एंड फाइनल कॉल विल बी ऑफ कोर्स टेकन बाय हिम, बट वी आर देयर टू हेल्प हिम आउट, बिकॉज यू नो बीइंग एन इंडियन कोच एंड हैंडलिंग द इंडियन बॉयज, देयर माइंडसेट, देयर मेंटालिटी, उनकी क्या यू नो सोच है, समटाइम यू मीट देम, हैंग आउट विद देम, तो उनकी जो थॉट्स है बाहर निकल के आती है. समटाइम दे आर अ बिट मोर कंफर्टेबल टॉकिंग टू द इंडियन कोचेस, सो जो चीजें उनके दिल में होती है वो बाहर निकल के देन वी पुट इट आउट देयर. कोचेस से बात करते हैं कि ऐसा ऐसा हो रहा है, किस तरह से इसको हमको यू नो रिजॉल्व करना चाहिए. तो इट्स अ कलेक्टिव एफर्ट, वी ऑल हियर एज अ टीम, एंड ट्राई टू मेक श्योर वी डू अ गुड जॉब टुगेदर.
एवरीवन आस्क्स व्हेन यू हैव एन ऑस्ट्रेलियन कोच whether you are picking up the Australian traits or the Australian coach is adopting your methods. What is happening in this case? Is Ricky picking up the Indian methods or we are becoming Aussies like him?
Yeah, so IPL is, if you can look after your Indian boys, you know, you are actually doing a good job as a team because you get to play 7 Indian boys in first 11. So our job is to make sure they are the best performers, and if they can deliver and win the game on the day, you will become a good side, because 4 foreigners, they will be mostly an international players, they'll be bringing lots of experience, because you know you get to play top 4 best overseas player in the first 11,
right?
But once you have 7 Indian boys, some will be playing first class, some Indian players. So our job is to make sure our Indian boys do a good job and perform on the day. And that's our mainly focus. For me, is that's going to be a big challenge, you know, make sure our Indian boys do a good job.
Now, talking about your style of cricket, we've seen, you know, you were called the Indian Michael Bevan in your days because of quick running between the wickets and you were very athletic. So is that something that you try and inculcate in your boys, the athleticism in the game, to bring about athleticism in the game?
Yeah, IPL is totally a different tournament. It's not, I don't think you have to be the fittest to play IPL. It's probably more a skill-based game. If you have the power to clear the boundary, and as a bowler, you have smartness to get the job done for the team. So skill is probably up there right now. You see, even Chris Gayle, for example, is above 40 and is still playing in the IPL, and teams are actually happy to have him in the squad,
right?
Even though he's not the best fielder at the moment, but you know, so IPL is totally different ball game. But yes, once you play a test match or ODI cricket for your country, fitness I think needs to be up there, because it's a bit more tiring, and you know, exhausting. But IPL, I feel if you're not the fittest but skillful player, you will survive.
It's a very interesting insight that you've given me. Now, you know, all these players have been under lockdown for 5 months and they only have 4 weeks to get into top gear. Do you think that's enough of a time given to them to get back in shape and get back in the kind of fitness that is required to play the IPL?
I think so, because players are quite used to it. Probably first couple of days, they'll be slow, they'll be taking their own time. And as a coach, we'll be allowing all these things to like go slow and don't rush things, because body is, you've been staying at home, have not done much. So yeah, first couple of days will be very slow and just getting back into the rhythm. But after a few days, then of course you want to make sure you rush things and push your body and it's a long tournament. I don't want to see my boys pushing too much because
in the beginning, right.
In the beginning, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a long tournament. You are away for almost 3.5 months, 4 months. You should peak at the right time. Get your fitness back once the match starts, and you are body wise, mind wise, mentally, you are fit to go.
Kev, talking about the demands of the game, would you say today IPL is much tougher than playing international cricket? I mean, the shorter format, of course, not comparing it to test cricket. But, when you talk about the demands of the shorter formats of the game versus IPL, would you say IPL is tougher?
Yes, tough format. There's no deny on that. Very less time, and you have to be really skillful to survive and win the game for a team. Different challenges, definitely different challenges. Some players might find it easy. Some find it very tough to survive. And that's why you see the IPL as a product, because only the best are able to survive in this format. That's why you see the crowd and the buzz and the interest from the fans have grown over the years because of the quality you get to see in the IPL, and the players deliver their best.
And this year, would you say it'll be bigger than the previous years, given that it's practically the resumption of Indian cricket after 5 months of break? So people are hungry for cricket. People are hungry to watch, some action. So would you say that this is going to be bigger than the previous 12 editions?
People are actually waiting to see their Indian players and the foreign players coming together and right. playing the IPL. I get to meet lots of people where I stay, my neighbors and my friends on the phone. Mm-hmm. They are actually waiting for IPL to happen, and they'll follow the routine, nighttime match, and probably being in India, so many crazy fans and following this sport, and they are actually waiting very badly. And same with the players. I'm sure they are not all the international players in our team. They have not played for the last couple of months. They are itching to go on the ground and start playing matches.
Would you say then, COVID could make or break some careers, because players who, waited to play for maybe another year or so, they could find it difficult now, given that, COVID has put them on a pause for 5 months.
Yeah. It won't be easy. You see, first couple of matches, the quality of matches we are used to seeing in the IPL might not be the same. Mm-hmm. Because of players coming back after a long time. Some players like to take longer time compared to others. Mm-hmm. So that's why you see the quality of matches initially might not be the same, but it will pick up very quickly.
Interesting. Kev, talk to us about the Dhoni impact on the tournament, his retirement. Has that become, a talking point among the franchises? Will Dhoni continue to be as impactful? Is that what the franchises are talking about?
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure. The amount of experience Dhoni has playing in the IPL for last many years, you know what needs to be done. You have been there. You have done that. You know your job, your role. But yes, sometimes, when you have not played for many months, you might not be at your best. But with Dhoni, I don't think that's going to be the case. With the experience he's got over the years, he will get back on it very quickly.
Are there those targets that you are going out to fulfill with the franchise?
Oh, win the IPL. I mean, last year we played well because we have a mix of youth and experience playing together. And this year, we feel that we have a stronger squad compared to last year. We have Ashwin, we have Rahane, Hitmeyer has come in, Stonis is there. Apart from the Indian boys, those who've been doing really well in the IPL, Rishabh Pant and Suresh Iyer, Shikhar Dhawan, they have done well. Ishan Sharma has done well last year for us. Yeah, we would like to believe that we have a very good chance to, you know, qualify first in the top four, and then take it from there. Happy with the squad, very happy from the last year. Much stronger squad this year.
Last but not the least, I'll have to ask you this question about the tournament, you know, moving to the Middle East. The way things are going in India with cases rising, do you see that in the next, you know, maybe year or so, Dubai becoming the venue for all of India's cricket matches? Is there a possibility that that could happen, given that they're offering a biosecure facility?
Yeah, and the timing matches, no? Not a big difference, probably hour and a half. So, you know, you can still watch the IPL probably the same time you get to see in India. The timing will not be changed. That makes a big difference, you know, getting the audience, watching the sport, because 7, 8 o'clock, probably 9 o'clock, people come back from home, especially on the weekdays, and they can still follow and watch cricket. So that's a big difference, because it's not very far from India, UAE. They got all the facilities. They got big stadiums, nice pitches and all to play, and lovely hotels. Everything is out there. So why not? Yes.
The Royal Jail.
That's the Royal Jail, yes.
That's what many are saying. But thank you very much for joining me on the show, Kev. And I wish you all the best. And for you to achieve your number one target, that is winning the IPL with the Delhi Capitals team. Thank you again.
Thank you, Rika.
Oh, he's hit this one, Miles.
You were listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.